Have you ever been provoked?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah. Have you ever provoked somebody else? You know, I think we all have. Yeah. And I was telling you last week when we were looking at the first part of Luke chapter 4 about Jesus when he declared that he was the Messiah that they were looking for. And I said, you know, later on, now this is the week that he's going to drop a bombshell on them. So Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 21 through 30, New Living Translation. Well, after he declared that he was the Messiah, he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant. And then we pick it up in verse 21. And then he said, red letter edition, means that these are the words that are attributed to Jesus. This scripture has come true today before your very eyes. All who were there spoke well of him and were amazed by the gracious words that fell from his lips. How can this be? They asked. Isn't this Joseph's son? Then he said, red letter edition, probably you will quote me that proverb, physician, heal yourself. Meaning, why don't you do miracles here in your hometown like you did in Capernaum? But the truth is, no prophet is accepted in his own hometown. Certainly, there were many widows in Israel who needed help in Elijah's time, when there was no rain for 3.5 years and hunger stalked the land. Yet, Elijah was not sent away to any of them. He was sent instead to the widow Zarephath, a foreigner in the land of Sidon. Or think of the prophet Elisha, who healed Naaman, a Syrian, rather than the many lepers in Israel who needed help. And when they heard this, the people in the synagogue, or the church, very synonymous, jumped up, and they mobbed him and took him to the edge of the hill of the city with the intent to push him over the cliff. But he slipped away through the crowd and left them. May God add his blessings to the reading, hearing, and understanding of his holy and precious word.